Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 5 regarding Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R. As per the current evaluation, Ms. Mercer is a 61-year-old woman who, again, recalls she was injured at work on 7/13/15. Appears she fell down steps and injured her neck and back. Appears she was seen at the emergency room in Salem that same day. Appeared since evaluated here, she had physical therapy and injections, but no surgery. Appeared she has completed her course of active treatment. Appeared in paragraph, she did receive an order approving settlement to be inserted. She then reopened her claim. Appeared in paragraph, to that end, she was seen neurosurgically on 4/7/21 by Dr. Strauss. Period. As a precautionary measure, he ordered updated MRI scans of the cervical and lumbar spine, as well as EMG/NCV of both lower extremities. But he also recommended another trial of physical therapy, to which she was willing to proceed. Period. Upon exam, neurologically, she was devoid of any focal motor or reflex abnormalities. Appears she had sensation alteration in both thighs, which does not conform to any specific dermatomal or peripheral nerve distribution. Period. She then did undergo cervical and lumbar spine MRIs on 5/3/21 to be inserted. Period. She followed up with Dr. Strauss on 5/19/21 to review those studies. Period. He also noted an EMG was negative. Period. That was done on 5/3/21 by Dr. Skinner to be inserted also. Dr. Strauss remained of the opinion she is unlikely to improve with surgical intervention. Period. Recommended completion of her current course of physical therapy. Appears she wanted to have another lumbar epidural injection, so he referred her to Dr. Pulser. Period. No further visits were scheduled with Dr. Strauss. Period. New paragraph, she did come under the care of Dr. Pulser on 6/7/21. Period. She was having neck and lower back pain with no upper extremity symptoms. Period. Her lower back pain was shooting down both legs posteriorly to the feet. Period. He planned on performing injection therapy. Period. On 6/21/21, he did administer lumbar facet injections. Period. She followed up with Dr. Pulser through 11/29/21. Period. She continued to do well, but was not pain-free. Period. She is much more comfortable. Period. She does have good and bad days, mostly dependent on the weather. Period. He deemed she reached maximum medical improvement status and encouraged her to be active. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. They were healed by bilateral volar wrist scars consistent with carpal tunnel releases. Period. She had a transverse scar on the left side of her neck with keloid formation she attributed to a motor vehicle seatbelt accident. Period. So that is normal. Extremities lower. Deep tendon reflexes were 1+ at the patella bilaterally, but 2+ at the Achilles. Period. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical. Inspection revealed a left anterior scar about her neck, as noted in the upper extremity section from her seatbelt. Period. hip, reserve low dotted curve. Period active rotation right was 45 degrees and left to 60 degrees in a ratchet-like fashion. Period active range of motion was full in other spheres. Period when distracted, she had full range of motion, including bilateral rotation. Period there was tenderness, palpation about the trapezii and the left paravertebral musculature, and the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal, thoracic. She had tenderness, palpation about the left paravertebral musculature on its lower aspect in the absence of spasm, but there's none on the right. Here, the rest of that is normal. Lower symbol of sacral, she sat comfortably, 90 degrees flexion, and actively flexed to 60 degrees. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver simply elicited hamstring tightness bilaterally at 80 degrees, but no low back or radicular complaints. Period. The rest of that is normal impressions. Insert what's marked from my prior reports relative to her history of accident and earlier treatment. Then say, since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement, after which she reopened her claim. Prior to that end, she was seen by Dr. Strauss on 4-7-21. Prior, she then underwent updated cervical and lumbar spine MRIs to be inserted here. Prior, she also had an EMG by Dr. Skinner on 5-3-21 to be inserted here. Prior, Dr. Strauss concluded she did not have a surgical lesion. Prior, she did accept injection therapy from Dr. Pulser with significant relief. Period, she also apparently had further formal physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. She currently had somewhat variable mobility about the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. She had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either the upper or lower extremities. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy, and neural tension signs in the lumbar spine were negative. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to causation and permanency are the same and will be inserted as marked.